Right. We're just going to continue now. So one, you know, obviously you were quite small, so it's difficult to remember very much. But when you went back to Gibraltar, did your parents, or subsequently, well, we're going to talk a bit more about going back to Gibraltar, but did your family talk about it, talk about the evacuation?
Yeah, my mum used to, you know. My dad only came here one time for holiday to see us, and then he went back.
Did he send you money, your dad, do you think?
I don't know.
Don't know.
I suppose he did.
He probably did.
Yeah, probably did.
But I think people had to support themselves. I mean, I don't know if the British government gave them money either.
I don't really know about that.
But was your mother, I mean, did your mother talk about, you know, that I mean, did she, I know it sounds funny because obviously they were in the war, but did she enjoy being in England, do you think?
Yes, she didn't mind, and she had lovely clothes when she went back, and which, funny enough, she put on weight, and she used to convert her clothes, her dog, coats and things like that. She used to cut it down and make dresses for me, and she made from those dresses that she bought in England, she used to make lovely dresses for me.
Did she talk about England?
Yes, she did. She had a good friend, and they used to go to the cinema. She used to take me to see, we went to see Bambi and Snow White. And, you know, she used to go out for walks and things like that, to the shops and all that, you know, with this friend.
This was in London?
Yes, yes.
And, I mean, I just think it was just so extraordinary, really, because they'd come from such a tiny place to suddenly a huge, huge city. Such a change.
I mean, I remember her telling me that she went to this, a couple of things that happened, anecdote, you know, that she went to this shop and she wanted matches. And she went, and she thought that matches was Mr. And she keep on calling, Mr., 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 you know, and the man every time came on coming back and saying, yes, Mr. And then suddenly she just went and did like that. You know, yes, and then he said, matches, matches, you know, that she wanted matches, and that's the way she communicated, because my mum was here 4 years, and all she could say was, please, thank you, and goodbye, in English, that's the only thing she could, and she told me that I had the chicken pox, and the ambulance came and took me somewhere in London to a hospital. Mum never knew where I was, what hospital I was in, because she still couldn't communicate with anybody. So I don't know whether it was a week or 2 weeks, I don't know. But she said that when they took me, I had a little lovely coat and with my little hat and all that. And when I came back, she wouldn't recognise me, because I came with all these other children in an ambulance. And she said she stood at the door, and she said, my God, how am I going to find my daughter here? Because she said she wouldn't, and then suddenly I started crying. You know, so she said, this must be my daughter. So she just picked me up. And I used to say to her, I hope you haven't, you know, you picked the right one, you know, that it wasn't someone else's daughter.
That must have been terrifying for her in this foreign country, when she couldn't imagine that. You couldn't speak the language.
Yeah, but she made
your daughter's taken away to hospital. Really frightening. Yeah. So, was the family then sent back to Gibraltar after the war, or were you sent to Northern Ireland?
No, we didn't, because my dad was there in Gibraltar. So we just went to Liverpool, I think it was, and from there we were sent straight back to, which, by the way, I lost my doll, my favourite doll, rag doll, on the train, on the voyage going to to get the boat.
You remember that?
Yes, I do remember that. Yes, and then I remember, first thing I remember going back was that we were put into this army trunk. And we were taken to the Irish town, and then from there we were taken this little hill going down, and we had a vaccination.
What sort of vaccination?
Chickenpox and things like that, I think it was.
You didn't need it because you just...
No, because I'd already had it. But anyway, which I still got the mark there. And then from there, it wasn't far from where my father had their home, you know, our home there. And I can remember going up the stairs, up to Lichens Lane, and I could smell this funny smell. And I didn't know what it was. And I still, every time I remember, I smell this smell, I remember about you brought her going up, and the smell was cucumber.
How funny, and that doesn't really smell, I mean, it does smell, but it's a very subtle smell.
Yeah, but I don't know, that's the only smell I can smell, you know, and still, we know I got somewhere, and I smell the cucumber, I still can see those stairs going up.
It's very interesting, it's a really strong memory
thing. When I got there, my dad had, I remember this room with a table in the middle, dark, big dark. And then the other room was lighter, because that's the one that was going towards the outside, you know, with a big window. And my dad had two tins of toffee with the girl giving an apple to a horse. And I still got that back home. That teen back home.
So your little brother, had he met his father?
Well, he met him when my dad came, just for a couple of, I don't know whether it was a week or a month, it wasn't long.
But it must have been extraordinary as well for your mother to have a baby in another country.
Yeah, and the other thing is that my mum was supposed to have the baby in Kensington. I don't know the name, I don't remember the name, in Kensington, but that had been bombed that night. So they had to bring her with a blaze all the way to Lambeth. So he was born here in Lambeth.
Gosh, I mean, wouldn't it be wonderful to have been able to speak to her about that?
Yes.
Because can you imagine the journey through bombed out really, London? It must have been extraordinary.
See, he must have been really frightened.
Really frightened, yeah.
And without knowing where she was or anything.
No, but I suppose if you're having a baby, you don't care.
No, I don't know. She would probably be afterwards.
Just thinking what's going on. God, that's extraordinary. So when you went back to Gibraltar, did you ever go to school in England or nursery?
No, I went to the nursery.
And where was the nursery?
Down at the bottom of the hotel. And I remember that they used to take us to the park. And they had these old-fashioned pram.
Yeah.
You know, they ran one old-fashioned high. Mm. And I never wanted to walk. So they used to sit me there with the, you know, with the younger babies. There were four on the pram.
And who was they? I mean, were they nurses? Were they?
No, just English girls. You know, and I remember that I saw little bird beds on the floor, you know, that we used to sleep there. And Mum said that I never wanted to sleep, so I always was in the staff room with the nurses. And when I used to go home to the room upstairs, I used to get the matches and pretend that I was smoking.
So what would your mum do when you were at nursery then?
Just do a little bit of housework, go out with, you know, with my friend, with her friend, I mean. And, I don't know, really.
No.
I have no idea, you know, but I suppose you just do some sewing. That she used to love sewing.
Well, maybe because she, you know, she was pregnant and then she had a very young baby.
Probably.
Because otherwise, I would have thought she would have gone to work.
Yeah, well, she didn't speak the language, did she?
But Pilar was talking about her mother, and she didn't either. No, but she worked in a factory, I think.
Yeah, but mine never worked.
It's interesting, isn't it? It must be a reason for that. But anyway, lost in time.
Yeah, so I'm, you know, so I don't really know why she didn't work.
So why, when you went back to Gibraltar then, Did you go back to your original flat that you'd lived in before?
No, because we used to live in Spain.
Oh, of course you did, sorry. Yeah, so you lived in La Linea.
In La Linea, you know. Yeah. So my first year was spent in La Linea. But then when we came back, my dad found, in Licious Lane, he found these two rooms and the kitchen, you know, which, you know, funny enough, it belongs to one, it was one of Ollie's, my husband's aunties. And we were there for a while because they had no one to reclaim them to come back to Gibraltar. So we stayed there. And then when they went back for a couple of years, because I remember that, you know, I think I was about six, about seven, or nearly eight. I remember that, you know, we had to move. There was an empty two rooms downstairs. So we came down to the flat downstairs.
Thank you. And a lot of people actually came back and their houses have been taken by the British,
well,
haven't they?
I suppose so, I don't know.
I think so. Because, you know,
it wouldn't surprise me.
What do you think the relationship was between the British and the military and the Gibraltarians?
From what I've heard, you know, I think it wasn't that really, you know, you either take it or not, you know, that sort of relationship, you know.
And do you think also the other thing was, I think, after the war, is that there was no sort of infrastructure in Gibraltar for civilians? I mean, must have been very difficult for your parents to sort of, really, where were the schools, what was going to happen, you know, all that?
Not really, because we went to the school, we had no problem. You know, I went to St. Benedict's School and then to St. Mary's, and then to, when I was 11, I went to Linewall, which now is Westminster Bank in there. I went there, and my brother didn't have it. He went to the technical school. They had no problem. You know, and for me, personally, you know, I'm a sort of person that I never worried what was around me. You know, just my family, my, you know, and had no more contact with sort of my group. You know what I mean?
Yes, I do. And do you think, I mean, obviously Gibraltar has changed a great deal from then to now. I mean, can you tell me a little bit about what it was like when you were growing up and you were sort of teenager there?
Well, for me personally, I had a very good upbringing, you know, I think it was one of my best years of my life, really, you know, apart from having my children. But I had a good life, you know. I used to go to school. I had plenty of friends. I had a good home, you know. Though my dad was just a labourer, and also he worked in the cinema in the evening, you know, to have a little bit extra money, you know. And really, I wasn't short of anything. My mum used to make my own clothes. The only thing, you know, when I was growing up, I only had two pair of shoes, one to go out and one for school. And clothes-wise, I had a bit more because, as I said before, the clothes that my mum bought here in England, they became small for her. So from there, she used to cut them and make me dresses and skirt and things like that.
So did she have more children after you came back?
Well, she had a miscarriage, you know. My brother was born here, and then when we went home, I remember that, we had to go with my grandmother for a couple of days because apparently my mum got pregnant and she had a miscarriage. And from then, you know, it was just the two of us.